We are here this Christmas Eve to be together, to feel the warmth of human bodies, a reassurance against the cold of winter nights. We come to fill our eyes with the lights of candles, to fill our ears with the sound of music, to fill our hearts with the wonder of new hope, hope for the love of one another, hope for peace on earth and goodwill to all. Give us this night that inner peace, which comes from the knowledge that we are not alone, but that we are here together sharing common hopes, common dreams, common resolves. Give us this night the joy and wonder which fill our souls with the knowledge that we are part of the interweaving patterns of the human and the divine. Each of us, a spark in the universe. Together, a brilliance which calls forth that promise of Bethlehem. Together, may we find the courage to realize that promise. So welcome everybody to Kensington Unitarians' traditional Christmas Eve service with our Advent candles all now lit and our festive Unitarian chalice connecting us with communities around the world. Let's enjoy together the symbolism of the Nativity story and the messages that are meaningful for us in the story of the divine born here on earth, of strength in vulnerability, and of love shown in tough circumstances. So let's start by singing our first carol, and then for the rest of our service, our carols will be introduced by Peter, our pianist, playing for us. All the words are here on the order of service. O come, all ye faithful.
Thank you.
So excited was I by the singing of our first carol this evening and the many more that are to follow. But I forgot to mention that we decided we'd stay seated tonight, as some of us are a little weary. But in truth, stand, sit, dance, do as you would like to make yourselves feel truly comfortable. Can I just suggest that we all check our mobile phones tonight as well to be sure that those are on silent so that we don't spoil the atmosphere. Our first reading this evening by Mark Bellatini speaks of this winter season and the feeling that many of us have that we need to rest a while. I wonder if this speaks to you. Grey skies over my head. Throw yourselves like quilts over my busy life. And remind me to sit down and rest. Stars of winter, Orion's sash sparkling across the heavens, remind me by your distance that compared to the infinity of the universe, every single thing I struggle with on Earth is small, parochial, and hardly universal in scope. Great music of the season, glowing with angel songs and filigreed with great mysteries, remind me that my own birth, like the births of all people in this room, was no less mysterious than the ancient and celebrated birth, no less brimming with wonder, for all children that come into the world have lives as precious to them as Jesus's life was to him. So now come, love greater than my longing, silence greater than fatigue of tongues, and haul my heart away from the undue frenzy of this season and bestow it to rest, proportion and the haunting dark beauty of winter's long nights.
Thank you. Practicing the Scales of Rejoicing by Richard Gilbert. We had forgotten how to sing until angel voices from mythical realms of glory split the night with their song. We had forgotten how dark and deep the night until the pure light of a birthing star opened our unseeing eyes. We had forgotten the miracle of new life until some unknown poet caught and sang the mystery. How weary our step until the quickening holy day season. How routine our stride before hearing a different song in the night. How burdened with habit, now infused with time-honored freshness. For the time being, eyes can see a magical night of joy. For the time being, ears can hear melodies of the spirit over time's tumults. For the time being, hearts comprehend that minds but slowly grasp. For the time being is all we have, we who are mortal flesh. Somewhere between the triumphant night of birth and the dark day of death, we stand. Somewhere between silence of beginning and the eternal peace of ending, we pause. For the time being is all we have for practicing the scales of rejoicing, for singing into the dark and unknown night, for flinging faithful tunes against the cold silence, for beating rhythms of the soul over the cosmic cacophony, for making melodies of meaning in the midst of spreading space, for drawing from constricted voices sounds of joy that transcend all sadness. For the time being is all we have for practicing the scales of rejoicing.
Thank you.
So I invite you now to join in a time of reflection and prayer. Let's take a moment to take a breath, to focus ourselves, to recognise that we are here now together. And in our togetherness, let us pray this evening for all people of this world, and especially for all those for whom this is not an easy time of year. Let us think in love and compassion of all those who have been bereaved or who have a family member or other beloved person who has disappeared and is untraced. Those who are facing financial hardship and do not know how or whether they will be able to provide for others. Those for whom Christmas brings bitter memories. Those who fear violence or abuse or family discord at this time of year. Those who are isolated or feel alienated by the presumed jolliness of this time. All who are homeless or refugees. Those who have serious illnesses themselves or in those they love. And if any of us here this evening is burdened in any way, may we know that others can help us if we can but ask. Let us spread our compassionate thoughts to all places where there is warfare or civil unrest this day. And particularly, let us pray for children the world over, that each child might know some security and that they are loved this night. If there is a child in this world who is frightened, if there is a child in this world dying for lack of food, clean water, and simple medicines, then there is work for us all still to do. We have our purpose and our calling to care for our own and then to look beyond our own small tribes to the world as a whole, so that right may indeed prevail and goodwill may always prove the stronger force. Amen.
Thank you. Gifts of Stillness and Peace by Howard Thurlman. I place my gifts on my altar this Christmas. Gifts that are mine, as the years are mine. The quiet hopes that flood the earnest cargo of my dreams. The best of all things for those I love. A fresh new trust for all whose faith is dim. The love of life, a most precious gift in reach of us all. Seeing in the acts of each day the seeds of tomorrow. Finding in the struggle the strength for renewal. Seeking in each person the face of kinship. I place these gifts on my altar this Christmas, gifts that are mine as the years are mine. Amidst all of its whirl and activity, may this Christmas bring you to your heart's altar. There to receive a sustaining grace, the gifts of renewal and healing, the gift of stillness and peace. Before you set out again to follow your star.
If you'd like to join now in speaking the words in bold to the responsive reading, we are the light of the world. Some say that Jesus is the light of the world. We all can be the light of the world if we seek to act in ways that enlarge the realms of love and justice. When we share another's pain or offer a comforting ear to a friend in need, we are the light of the world. When we give bread to the hungry or support ways to house the homeless, when we fight temptations to wrongdoing within ourselves and treat our neighbours with respect, we are the light of the world. When we try to overcome differences with understanding and solve conflict with peaceful means, we are the light of the world. When we look for the good in other people and in ourselves, we are the light of the world. When we do not stay quiet in the face of prejudice, but speak our minds firmly and gently, we are the light of the world. When we fight despair within ourselves and side with hope, we are the light of the world. When we use our powers justly and in the service of love for humanity, we are the light of the world. And to that, let's all say amen. Under your chairs, there is a candle that you might want to find now. Only join in with this if you want to. And if I could just draw your attention to the fact that we are sitting upon £5,000 worth of sanded floor, newly my dream is that the candle wax and the floor will be separated from one another at the end of this service. The trick is to just hold the candle upright, even if your cardboard wobbles. And then at the end, there's a time when we're going to blow them out. When you blow it out, just keep it upright for about 30 seconds and the wax will dry and then it can go back under your chair. Sorry to be fussy. I will get over it in due course. So we're going to have a candle lighting on Christmas Eve meditation now. So this is a lovely still part of this service. The candle light will be passed round one to another, and I find that in itself very moving, the idea of we can pass the light really, truly, and symbolically to one another in life in so many different ways. So when the light comes to you, pass it on to somebody else. And after the words for meditation, we'll hold a good few minutes in silence together. It's a really magical time, I think, that represents some of the stillness that Christmas Eve at its best can represent. So let us be still in the darkness of our sacred space and listen to the quiet around us. For even in the quiet, there is the gentle being with others. Let us feel the warmth of our community, knowing that we are not alone. For in the quiet shadow, there is the gentle glow of life within us. Let us know in the darkness the gift each candle bears. A small flame, a diminutive light, yet the wondrous gift to kindle another's glow. Let us be in awe at this moment as we each take up the flame and the light envelops this room, as hope for peace and goodwill fill this night. So may it be.
Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht. Alles schläft, einsam wacht nur das Trauerwürfel, heilige Bad. Holder Knabe im lockigen Haar, schlaf in himmlischer Ruhe.
Let us be intentional now as we blow out these candles. Where would you wish to send the light to this evening? When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace to our world, and to make music in the heart. Words from Howard Thurman.
Thank you.
gifts for you. Maureen Caloret writes, not gold, nor myrrh, nor even frankincense would I have for you this season, but simple gifts, the ones that are hardest to find, the ones that are perfect, even for those who have everything, if such there be. I would, if I could, have for you the gift of courage, the strength to face the gauntlets only you can name, and the firmness in your heart to know that you, yes, you, can be a bearer of the quiet dignity that is the human glorified. I would, if by my intention I could make it happen, have for you the gift of connection, the sense of standing on the hinge of time, touching past and future, standing with certainty that you, yes, you, are at the point where it all comes together. I would, if wishing could make it so, have for you the gift of community, a nucleus of love and challenge, to convince you in your soul that you, yes, you, are a source of light and joy in a world too long believing in the dark. Not gold, nor myrrh, nor even frankincense would I have for you this season, but simple gifts, the ones that are hardest to find, the ones that are perfect, even for those who have everything, if such there be.
Thank you.
And so may the wonder and mystery of Christmas time fill our minds. May the love of this community, of neighbours, friends and families, fill our hearts. May the blessings of the earth, of food and drink, fill our bodies. And may gratitude inspire our spirits to live more and love more in the days that follow. Amen.
Amen.
Go well and blessed be. Originally for Stevie Wonder, I hear, but performed beautifully by Lark. And we have mulled wine, soft drinks, mince pies, and it'd be lovely if you shared that with us. Thank you.